You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Genesis chapter 3, verse 9 to 11. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? When God asks where a man is, it is not because God does not know where the man is. It is because God wants the man to know that he is lost. So when God said to Adam, Where are you? Can a man hide from God? God knew exactly where Adam was. God was asking in order to let Adam know that he is no longer in the place where he should be, where God would see him and fellowship with him. But then there's something we need to understand about sin that the fall of Adam introduced. When he had God, he was afraid and hid himself. So God asked him, and he said, I was naked and I hid myself. So God said, Who told thee that thou art naked? Please note that before now, Adam had always been naked, but his nakedness was not a problem for him. His nakedness didn't give him any problem. The reason is because he sees things only from God's perspective. And from God's perspective, being naked was not a problem. There was nothing to hide. Now, he now had another source of information, which is what God queried. When God said, and he said, Who told thee that thou art naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou should not eat? We must understand the damage that the fall of Adam did to mankind. And as Christians, this will help us to understand the salvation package that Jesus brought to us. We should no longer see things from a source of knowledge that is not God. We must interpret the situations of our life in the light of scriptures, in the light of the word of God. Did you know that just like Adam, some things may not matter to you? For example, you may be using your car. The car may be 20 years old and it may not be a problem. Until the day you meet a friend who is now using the latest car, by the time you exchange pleasantries and you leave, you may go sorrowful. You know why? Something says to you, this is your friend. Look at his car. See what you are driving about. That source of information is not God. And that is what leads us to sin. And that's why the scripture says that we must be into obedience every knowledge that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. Many of the things that troubles people, that makes them to become restless, are information that did not come from God, but from the evil one. So you need to check that thing that is causing you restlessness. Where did it come from? When you say to yourself, I am poor, how did you know you are poor? What did Jesus say about us in Revelation chapter 2? He said, I know your poverty, but you are rich. He does not see poverty the way we see poverty. Your source of information about poverty is not from God, it's from the devil. I pray that you will receive understanding and guard your heart against source of information that contradicts God. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852.